As the Rams get ready to defend their Super Bowl title, here are three players, three non-star players, who could be the key to the Rams' success.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Travis Rogers. If you're subscribed to our YouTube channel, you knew that already because it's right there on the screen. You can follow me on Twitter at Travis Rogers as well. Make sure you subscribe to not only that YouTube channel, but to your podcast feed right there. It is free and available wherever you get your podcasts. So I want to do something a little bit different today. I want to talk about three different players on the offensive side of the ball who maybe we haven't spent as much time talking about leading up to the beginning of mini camps and then ultimately the draft coming up here in a little bit and then the season and the defense of the Rams title. So we got three different players on the offense coming up in just a little bit. But let's start by telling you about Blue Nile. Today's episode of Locked On Rams is sponsored by Blue Nile. This day, give mom something she'll treasure forever with fine jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On listeners get $50 to $500 off. Use code Locked On at checkout. All right, so let's start right here. We obviously, when you lose somebody as important as Andrew Whitworth, the guy that replaces him is going to be somebody that everybody has their eyes on coming into the season. And I certainly think that's the case with Andrew Whitworth's replacement, Joe Nopum. Andrew Whitworth was not only a high-level NFL left tackle, somebody who had played that position for 16 years in the NFL, became the oldest man ever to start a Super Bowl at that position a few months ago. He was the heartbeat of that offense. Now, maybe he's not the most famous player. Maybe he wasn't Matthew Stafford. He wasn't a guy that was coming off a triple crown season like Cooper Kupp. He may not have the Q value of a player like Odell Beckham Jr. last season. But when you talk to people in that organization, when you talk to the other offensive linemen, when you talk to Matthew Stafford, when you hear Sean McVay talk about it, and hear Les Snead talk about it, and hear Kevin Demoff talk about it, Andrew Whitworth's name would come up just about every single time. So he is retired. So I don't know if there's anybody that has more on their plate coming into this season than Joe Nopum does filling in for him at left tackle. Now, he's been waiting a long time. This is somebody that was drafted several years ago with the idea of taking over for Andrew Whitworth because at the time it felt like Whitworth would maybe come into L.A., play a season or two, kind of solidify and stabilize an offensive line group that wasn't very good. And then Nopum could learn under one of the most accomplished veterans in the league and then ultimately take over for that position. Now, that's exactly what happened, only it took a lot longer because Whitworth continued to play at a high level for a much longer time. I think that ultimately works to Joe Noboom's benefit. Now, maybe, you know, maybe he might see it a little differently because he wants to play more, because he wants to be out there. He wants to be competing like most NFL players do. But getting an opportunity to study under somebody like that, to see how they prepare, to see how they get their bodies ready, to see the way that they eat, to see the way that they train, to see the way that they interact in the facility, to see the way that they lead. These are all things that, I mean, and by all accounts, Joe Nopum has been a very good student of all of these things. A lot of it's going to sink in by osmosis. You're just going to start doing the things that you need to do the right way just because you don't know any other way to do it. It's the only way you've seen it in your entire professional football career the way that he has. I think he's ready. I think he has to be ready because if the left tackle position isn't right, what happens after that? God only knows, right? Now, all of a sudden, you are chasing the most important position on the offensive line. That's not something that the Rams can do. They did not go shopping. They do not expect them to draft an offensive lineman at that spot. Maybe some offensive line depth. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. That's another part of the three-headed monster that I want to get into. But this is somebody that has played in the NFL. He's played at left tackle. Whitworth missed some time earlier this year, or last season, I should say, in the season before that. This is somebody that is a versatile player that kind of has been on the other side. He's played a little guard along the way. So when you have that versatility, you kind of understand everything that goes along with the entire offensive line as to whether or not you as to whether or not you just understand your position. Easy for me to say, right? He's ready to do these things. He has to be ready to do these things, because if he's not, who knows what happens after that? I think that Cam Akers needs him right. Matthew Stafford needs him right. Sean McVay needs him right. Les Snead is probably saying he needs to be right. Otherwise, I need to go find something in the draft. This is the most important position that's not the most important position, right? Quarterback is the most important position. We know that Cooper Kupp maybe have the biggest star power, but as far as just making your football team function week to week, game to game, I don't know if there's anybody that's got more on their plate than Joe Noboom. Everything that we've heard about him leading up to this leads you to believe that he's ready for a moment like this, and he's going to need to be, because if the offensive line is not right, you got all sorts of problems that are very, very hard to fix. You go back a few years ago when the Rams were coming off of their Super Bowl season, right? The one that they lost to the Patriots. The reason that they really struggled that following season, and struggled is a relative term. They were 9-7 along the way. But the reason that they struggled relative to their own success is because that offensive line was really not very good. Then Jared Goff wasn't very good, and there's some other components to it, but Goff got exponentially worse the worse that the line got. And that's probably true of most quarterbacks along the way. Whitworth really settled those things down. I expect Joe Noboom to step right in there and be a very, very good player. As good as Whitworth? Probably not. More athletic? Maybe at this point in his career. Not as experienced, but hopefully he picked up a bunch of tricks along the way and he's ready to go when they play that first game on Thursday night to kick off the season as the defending champions, because Joe Noboom is now the left tackle of the Super Bowl champions, and there's not too much more riding on it than something like that. Okay, so that's the offensive line, and that's Joe Noboom. So who's next on the list of non-star players that need to step up for the Rams? Cam Akers at the running back position. That's coming up in just a second, but not before I tell you about our new friends at Blue Nile. Blue Nile is an online jeweler, and what they're able to do is really remarkable, because think about what we're talking about. When you are looking for fine jewelry, when you are looking for an engagement ring, this is one of the biggest purchases that you're going to make. This is something that's incredibly important to you, to the person that you're giving it to. And this is something that is, you know, almost always a memorable occasion, right? We're talking about Mother's Day. You're talking about an engagement. Mother's Day is right around the corner. All these summer weddings. Maybe you're thinking about a proposal. All of these things that are big moments in your life, Blue Nile can help you with this stuff. Blue Nile's here to help you celebrate all of life's special moments, from creating that perfect engagement ring to making sure that she has the tennis bracelet that she's looked at, maybe something, a nice fine piece of jewelry for your mother for Mother's Day, and all at prices that you're not going to find at a traditional jeweler. Whether she's looking to go big with a statement piece, maybe she's looking for just that nice, beautiful, subtly elegant, perfect cocktail ring, whatever it is, BlueNile.com has fine jewelry at options for every mom, every fiance, every wife, everybody in your life that you want to give that beautiful piece of jewelry to. And maybe you're thinking, you know, you want to do this, but I don't, that's not what I do. I don't know exactly what it is I want. I'm having a little trouble picking out the thing that I want. Blue Nile has jewelry experts on hand 24/7. They're available via phone to chat with you and help you find that perfect gift for every budget. So this Mother's Day, give your mom something that she'll treasure forever with fine jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Sports listeners, they get $50 to $500 off. This podcast exclusive is only good through Mother's Day, but you got to use that code Locked On. That's code Locked On. Plus, every order is insured, it ships free, and it arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away the beautiful surprise that's inside. Shop stress-free and find your forever piece. Go to BlueNile.com today. Thanks again for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. And now for a huge announcement for here at us at Locked On. Starting Thursday, 1 week from tomorrow, April 28th, you can tune in to Locked On NFL's Draft live coverage of the 2022 NFL Draft with 3 days of real-time analysis from our extensive lineup of experts and insiders. And for those of you dying to know who your team will take, catch Odyssey and Locked On NFL's Mock Draft Special, hosted by Brian Peacock and former scout Matt Williamson of the Peacock and Williamson NFL show, all week leading up to the first pick. Here's where you find the Locked On NFL Draft live show. You go to the Locked On NFL Draft YouTube page, right? That's going to happen draft day, April 28th, starting at 4 o'clock Pacific. And then, of course, the following Friday at 3:30 Pacific. And then Saturday morning at 8:30 on April 30th. As far as the mock draft goes, the Odyssey and Locked On NFL Draft podcast feeds have you covered there. It has already started. It runs through April 22nd and the 25th as well. Okay, so on to the next person that we're talking about who is vitally important to the Rams' success coming up in this upcoming season if they're going to make another run back to the Super Bowl. And we're kind of skipping over the most obvious players, right? We're not going to talk about Aaron Donald. We're not going to talk about Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Bobby Wagner. We spent a lot of time talking about all of those star players that the Rams have. But what about some other guys that have flown maybe a little bit under the radar and guys that have delivered some big performances and will need to if the Rams are going to get back to where they want to be as two-time Super Bowl champions? We just talked about Joe Nopum coming in as the new starting left tackle. Let's go to the running back position right now. Let's talk a little bit about Cam Akers and what he needs to get done in the 2022 season. He's a really good football player. The fact of the matter is he's had a little trouble staying on the field with the Rams. He's been hurt more often than not since they drafted him out of Florida State a couple of years ago. When he plays, he's very, very good. You can tell that this is the guy that Sean McVay wants to use more than anybody else. This is the guy that once he got healthy, he got the ball over and over again. Go back to the beginning of this last season, right? Darrell Henderson gets hurt as well. The Rams need to go out and they need to get Sony Michel from the Patriots, and he comes in, and Michel was terrific. He did a really good job, and certainly once he got up to speed with what the Rams were doing, he was a very capable NFL running back, and he was a big part of why the Rams were able to play as well as they were during the regular season, get to the playoffs, win the Super Bowl. He was a big part of it. Darrell Henderson, you know, kind of a typical season for him. Pretty darn good, injury riddled. And then there's Cam Akers. Cam Akers, of course, had the Achilles injury. And he was able to come back by the end of the season. He was able to come back towards the end of the regular season and then was the primary back through most of the playoffs and had a little bit of a mixed bag. He was good at times. And then, of course, there was the Tampa game where he put it on the ground a couple of times. And then the Rams really kind of ran into a brick wall when it came to running the football along the way. I think that they're going to need – look, this is where it goes, right? The ebb and flow of an NFL offense, the ebb and flow of an NFL season, the ebb and flow of an NFL organization where one year something may work really well for you, and then you come back the next year and you're trying to do it again. Look, these guys on the other side, they're pretty good too. They get paid a nice living to figure out how to stop these things, and I think that's something that the Rams are going to have to be very ready for coming into the 2022 season. The way that Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp and Van Jefferson and ultimately I think Allen Robinson is going to fit right into these things. The passing game, when there is no threat of a running game, tends to bog down a little bit. They're going to need somebody to step up. The injury bug that Cam Akers has dealt with, it's one of those things, right? It's not anybody's fault, but it is what it is. Think about Anthony Davis with the Lakers. Now, Cam Akers doesn't have the impact on a game the way that AD might be able to. But if you're unavailable, you're unavailable. And it's, again, it's nobody's fault. Nobody did anything wrong. But at some point, like, can I count on you or not? Lakers are trying to figure that out with Anthony Davis right now. I think the Rams are probably trying to figure that out with Cam Akers. Because Darrell Henderson, when he plays pretty well too. But it feels like Sean McVay wants to use him more. He's gotten more opportunities. He got put back out there after having a couple of tough fumbles against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the playoffs. If they can get a running back attack, I don't know if you need a 1,000-yard guy. I don't know if you need somebody that's going to have the ball 25 times a game. But you need somebody that can catch the ball out of the backfield. Akers can do that. You need somebody that can pick up some blocking schemes. Akers has shown ability to do that. And you need somebody that can make some hard runs, that can make, you know, those 2-3-yard runs into 3-4-5-yard runs. Cam Akers has shown an ability to do that. He just hasn't shown an ability to do all of those things often enough because of his health. If he can have a season that is somewhere between, let's say, a B to a B plus, A minus, all of a sudden the Rams offense becomes that much more lethal. Cooper Kupp's going to do what he does. Allen Robinson, I'd be shocked if he doesn't have a good season. Tyler Higbee is a weapon in the offense. Van Jefferson has become a viable weapon for this team. Maybe Odell Beckham is back. Maybe he's not. We'll see. He's going to be gone for a while regardless because of the knee injury he suffered in the Super Bowl. But if you have a little bit of a running game that works out like that, and Cam Akers, I think, is going to get that first shot at it, then all of a sudden, everything else that you're trying to get done offensively becomes just that much easier. That's the pressure that he has on him to stay on that field week after week after week, because at some point, you are what you are, right? Bill Belichick has said, you know, not Bill Belichick, I should say Bill Parcells, the best ability is availability. And if you're in the trainer's room and you can't go, then you can't go, and I can't count on you. It's a brutal, harsh, tough business, but it's true, and Cam Akers needs to be on that field. And if he is, it's another piece of the puzzle that Rams offense will just be that much more dynamic and that much harder to defend. When I have to defend against a guy getting 3, 4, 5 yards on the ground every time they touch it, that gives Cooper Kupp that half of extra second. Allen Robinson, that half. Tyler Higbee, that half. All of these guys that are the primary targets of the offense typically, now all of a sudden, got to worry about the other guy just for half a second. Boom, wide open, big gains. And now the running game, one feeds off the next. And now we're rolling, and now we're two-time Super Bowl champions. All right, one more player on the offense that I want to get into coming up in just a little bit. And this one, not even under the radar, not even a starter, but a big, big opportunity for him coming up in 2022. Have you taken my advice yet? Have you decided to get rid of all the junky things that you are snacking on at work? Yeah, I'm guilty. The stuff that you snack on in your car, I'm guilty of that as well. Maybe there's some stuff in your backpack and all these things when you go on a hike or go for a walk, whatever it might be. Get rid of that stuff and put Built Bars into the rotation. Just makes all of your other decisions that much better because you're taking control of your nutrition in a really delicious way. All Built Bars covered in 100% real chocolate. 100% real chocolate. And what they are low-calorie, high-protein bars that taste unbelievable. Mint brownie, coconut almond, a million different flavors. You got to go check them out for yourself. And I'm going to give you a couple of numbers. These are the good numbers. 130 calories, that's low. 4 grams of sugar, that's low. 4 net carbs, that's low. 17 grams of protein, that's high. You want the low ones low and the high ones high, and Built Bars have you covered right there. And if you think that you might have a flavor that might be good, they'll make it for you. It'll be delicious, and it's good for you as well. Built Bar, always about the taste. They make it taste delicious first, then they figure out how to make it healthy. I don't know how they do it. Not my job to know how to do it. It's their job to know how to do it, and they do it great every single time. Here's how you get yours. Make that great decision. Feel good about what you're doing. Getting closer to summer. All the good reasons to go to built.com and use that promo code LICKFIT LOCKED15, not licked, LOCKED15, then get 15% off of your order. Use that promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. My name again is Travis Rogers. Make sure that you click that subscribe button in your podcast feed, and that way you get this delivered every single day, and our Locked On Rams YouTube channel as well. Okay, so we're talking about three players on the Rams offense that are going to be keys to them defending their Super Bowl title that are not star players. We started with Joe Noteboom, their new left tackle. We talked about Cam Akers, who presumably will be their starting running back and the guy that's had a little trouble staying on the field in his early part of his career. Those two guys are going to be starters. The last one that I want to talk about is somebody that probably won't start, but may have to fill in as a starter occasionally. And I'm talking about backup lineman Coleman Shelton. Coleman Shelton is your backup center. He is your backup guard at two different spots. And he's going to have to step up and play a lot of football this year. He's been in the league for a minute. He's been in the league coming in out of Washington. He's drafted 4 years ago. Has only started 2 games in his career. The Rams gave him a new deal this offseason. The Rams decided to give him a 2-year deal because they know that they're going to need some offensive line depth at some point this season. Maybe he slides in as a starter at right guard, replacing Austin Corbett, who went to Carolina. Now, this is what teams very – I shouldn't say teams, fans, I think is probably a better way of putting this, and teams. This is the part of your team that when it's good, you never, ever notice. But when it's bad, it can be the reason you lose a big game. When it's bad, it can be the reason you get clipped in a playoff game and everybody's saying, well, what happened? Why did the offense look like that? We're talking about offensive line depth, right? That everybody in the NFL probably has a group of 5 guys that they feel reasonably okay with. And if all 5 of those guys play together for 17 consecutive games, your offensive line is probably going to function reasonably well. Like, look at what Cincinnati did last year. Their line wasn't great, but it was good enough, right? What the Rams have been really good at is having some guys that are multiple, having some guys that can do a handful of different things. I mentioned Anthony Davis and the Lakers a minute ago. I'm going to mention the Dodgers right now and a guy like Chris Taylor, a guy like Max Muncy, a guy, even to a lesser degree, a guy like Cody Bellinger and Mookie Betts. They can play more than one position. You need a guy to play center field tonight, I can do it, coach. You need second base, shortstop, third base, first base, I can do it. You can move all these guys all over the field. It allows you, so when somebody goes down, team keeps functioning pretty much at the same level it was beforehand. That's what Coleman Shelton can do for the Rams. If you need somebody, Brian Allen, their center, right? He goes down, you can put him in there. You got two guard positions. Maybe he's a starter at right side. We'll see how that shakes out or not. You put him in there right at that moment. It allows you flexibility up and down that line that you're going to need at some point. It's a long season. Guys get hurt. Guys go down. Guys have little bumps and bruises, a knee, an ankle, a shoulder, whatever it is that I need 2 or 3 weeks to get healthy, and then I can come back. Well, who's going to play in the meantime? This is where your depth along the offensive line becomes more and more and more important. Because if that's not right, the running game doesn't work. If the running game doesn't work, the passing game doesn't work. Sean McVay is a brilliant coach. Brilliant. We've talked about him probably more than we've talked about anybody else on this podcast since I started doing it right at the start of the playoffs a few months ago. But I don't care how smart he is. I don't care how many rabbits that Les Snead pulls out of a hat as far as Odell Beckham's and Von Miller goes. If there's no time on the offensive line, it doesn't matter. The whole thing breaks down. You can't do it without time. And that's why Joe Noppen was the first person we're mentioning, and this is why Coleman Shelton is the second person we're mentioning, because these are the guys that allow you to have time. And these are the guys that especially allow you to have time if your frontline guys are dropping down. Not Noppen, he's going to be the left tackle. But Shelton, he may not be a starter. He may be somebody that fills in as other guys are down. Depth is huge in the NFL, and depth is really important along the offensive line. And I think that's probably why after you see the Rams go defensive back early in the draft, or at least early for them, 104th is their first pick in the draft. But I think the two places you're going to see them go probably more than once, defensive back, offensive line, defensive back, offensive line. Those are the two areas of need. And that's why Coleman Shelton is such a big deal, because he's one of the few pieces of offensive line depth, of offensive line versatility that they have right now. So we'll see whether or not that he is a starter. We'll see whether or not he's that first backup at maybe three different positions. But he is an incredibly valuable piece as to whether the Rams are going to have success coming up in 2022. All right, thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every day. Now make your second listen Locked On NFL Draft. Ryan Tracy, Eric Crocker bring the NFL Draft to life every day with their insight and analysis on college football prospects and NFL front offices. It, too, is free and available wherever you get your podcast. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.